Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. The Reverend John Folley is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first verse of this very proverb informs us that Proverbs 25 and 29 are additional pieces of Solomon, which were found and copied by the men of King Hezekiah. As a brief refresher, Hezekiah was king of Judah about 200 years after Solomon. When Hezekiah assumed the throne at the age of 25, both the books of Kings and Chronicles go to length to describe that he was a fearful man of God, a devout man of God. He saw all of the abominations that were around him, and he heard of them as well. And he committed himself to bringing significant reforms, to reform a right use of the temple, reinstating regular temple worship, the elimination of false idols throughout the kingdom, and reinstituting the priestly vocation. In other words, telling them you ought to be doing what God has appointed you to do. In fact, Hezekiah receives the commendation and distinction that there had not ever been a devoted and devout king like him ever again. In other words, the texts of sacred scripture had been put into dusty storage in the temple well over 150 years, along with all other sorts of junk. And that alone helps to explain the spiritually abysmal conditions of Judah and Israel, for that matter, which eventually led to their destruction. But now these dusty old texts had new life breathed into them. Once again, the voice of God could be heard with clarity. Think about this. Everyone who was living in the kingdom at that time would not have heard much of the scriptures because they had been tucked away. Most everyone was devoted to idol worship. This was the first time for some of them that they were ever hearing the word of God. But as they heard it, this holy speech of God was proclaimed and taught as it was intended. The Holy Spirit opened stony hearts and deaf ears to the horrors of the law. People were cut to the heart. They were struck with contrite and sorrowful hearts of terror as they heard the pronouncements of God's warning and punishments of doom and death. The book of Chronicles records for us that these people sincerely and genuinely wailed and lamented. as this holy speech of God was proclaimed and taught as it was intended, the Holy Spirit also breathed new spiritual life into them with the call to turn from their rebellion and sin and turn to the loving, merciful, and compassionate God who had delivered them, who chose them, who only wanted to be their good shepherd to lead them and guide them and to bring them to green pastures. Restored and renewed by the promise of God, with eagerness, people gathered to hear from the priest's instruction to live under God in his kingdom. Now their relationship to God and with one another was completely reoriented. That is essentially what the wisdom literature is all about. God speaking to his people, teaching them how to live life fruitfully and faithfully in relationship to him and in relationship to each other. Solomon in his Proverbs did this with scenarios and descriptive language that everyone could relate to. All of it pointed to God's Messiah, who would be the one who would come in the flesh to bring final restoration of temple, being the sacrifice for all sin once and for all. Messiah would also teach his people, serving them as their prophet, their priest, and their king. And that's why when you read the gospel lessons, as we heard from this last Sunday, and you then read the wisdom literature, this literature already echoes the very voice of Jesus. And so Jesus called upon the very Solomonic wisdom that God had given to his people long ago. This was his speech. This was his voice calling out to them. It is his voice that is calling out to us. This is his teaching of spiritual renewal. This is his instruction of how we lead lives that please him in relationship to one another, walking humbly before God and others, dealing directly with one another if somebody especially has injured us, for the sake of renewal of the relationship, using the gift of speech that he has given to us to, at times, yes, reprove one another out of love and care for them, but speaking words to them that will refresh their souls. But who can do that? As Jesus referenced this very proverb in last Sunday's gospel lesson from Luke 17, just teaching the apostles about humility. It wasn't long after that, on the road, Jesus hears the apostles arguing with each other about who's the greatest. God save us from ourselves. No wonder David prayed in Psalm 36, Lord, let not the foot of pride step upon my neck. We are our worst own enemies at times. But thanks be to God that he continues to refresh us with his good word, his continued promises. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this word is a call also to us to repent, to turn from our arrogant pride, our boasting, to turn from one who has offended us and bringing that before the entire social media community or our circle of friends, instead of dealing directly with that one, to turn from our speech of judgment and condemnation, especially behind people's backs, and to speak words, yes, at times when somebody does need to be reproved, but to do that out of love and compassion, because we ought to know what it is to be chief of sinners. We walk in our daily baptism to refresh us, to remind us in the morning each day to whom it is that I belong. The triune God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, has chosen and elected me, a poor sinful being, and he has given to me his name, and he has blessed me with all of the riches that I could ever want or ever desire. And he daily and richly forgives me all of my sins, that my relationship with him is renewed each day, and that I may also reflect that relationship in my relationship with everyone around me. And that is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.